Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are underway. A long ball game today. The Rays beat the Twins in the Grapefruit League 9-6. And then we had a big weather update. And we're pleased to be joined by Doug Swinhart. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug, here's how you do it. You can send a text, 651-461-9226, or you can call the program, 651-461-9226. Doug, I hope you're hungered down and ready to go for the bad weather.
Oh, this is going to get this is a serious storm.
Yeah.
You know, sure. I don't remember one going for 30 hours, but that's if it's going to go till Monday morning, which it probably will, that's and 2 to 3 inches an hour, whoo. This is like when we were kids, Steve.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a big one in the heavy, wet snow. So we want people to be mindful that travel, particularly overnight. And by the way, they did move up the girls' state basketball championship games over at Williams Arena at the U. The games were going to go at noon, 2, 6, and 8, but they've moved that up. So they've slid the games up about an hour and a half. And try and get those games in and then get everybody home safely. And we'll have an update on those scores here on this championship Saturday for the girls' state basketball tournament. But, Doug, we want to start with something we brought up last week. And this has created a buzz, as expected. And this is a new Apple MacBook Neo. Comes in at $599, and people are going crazy over this machine.
Oh, they are indeed. And, you know, this right to repair thing, allowing this, I thought Apple made a mistake by having everything proprietary for years. I think it's a smart move on their part. I'm surprised that they made it, but it's a smart, smart move.
Yeah, and, you know, their equipment had always been, even, you know, a refurb MacBook Air, you were pushing $1,000. The equipment was more expensive. I have one. I've had one for a number of years. Terrific machine. I've had iMacs. We've had Macs in the family for a long time. And, you know, you can't beat it. And it gets into the old saying, you know, you get what you pay for, and the equipment has been very good. But to jump into the space, still have the Retina display, still have a lot of the features, the colors, the nice aluminum case, the feel of the product is good. They're going to sell a ton of these, and I think this move has caught competitors off guard. Now
what? I agree. I couldn't agree more. And you know, the thing is a 13-inch, that's as small as I can go. And my eyes aren't what they used to be, but a 13-inch is really comfortable. I agree. I think they're going to sell like popcorn, especially now that they tell users, you can replace your own battery. You can upgrade this. You can upgrade that. Really? Well, let's let the good times roll. That is huge. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, and I think the ability, and we're seeing this more and more, and I was going to bring up another product that hasn't hit the market yet but has created a stir in the automotive, is Slate. It's a small pickup truck that you can customize and turn it into an SUV. You can literally work on it yourself. You can customize it. You can buy parts. You can attach these parts. Relatively simple battery setup, one electric motor in it. And once again, I invite people to read about this. And there's probably going to be a growing trend in this demand that, or at least on the affordability side, hey, we want to be able to buy this stuff. We want to be able to customize this stuff. And we want to be able to work on this stuff.
And keep it forever.
And the idea is that things have become so complicated, particularly in the automotive space, where it's like, how do you work on these things anymore? You know, how do you even, you know, try to save a buck or two and work on it. Well, the idea is you can't. I think people are frustrated. So Slate on the automotive side are getting into this space. And Apple has said, hey, here's a simple machine. Now, granted, this is not high-end computing, but
right.
it's a quality piece that people could upgrade or make changes. Like you said, a new battery. Maybe you want to get a bigger hard drive at some point. Mm-hmm. You should be able to do that with this machine.
Oh, I agree. And none of this is difficult as long as you got the right instructions.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing with laptops and portables is getting the case off so you can put it back on without breaking it. That's what we've come to. And if they made that easy, and it sounds like they have, oh, these things are just going to roll. This Slate pickup, are they available now?
No, it's still kind of on the drawing board, and they're still doing the media tours. It sounds like availability in 27. Now, we've heard this before from startups and so on and so forth, but the little Slate pickup, and like I say, you can buy it in the stripped-down pickup form. It doesn't even come with an audio system. What the idea is, you can put in your own audio system. You could buy theirs. It's one of those things where you can buy a stripped-down base model, and then as you get money or want to change things, you can buy parts from them, and it sounds like that they're not going to frown on people creating parts on, you know, the secondary market, if you will, to be able to customize the vehicle. So
I think that maybe Kia put a little pressure on there because they've got what they're calling their EV1. Can't bring it into the country because of the chicken tax. But this thing is going to be like a bed, and you can turn it from a van to an automobile. You have different bodies hanging in your garage. I'm just amazed at what they're doing. I would like to see more of this. We got to start recycling and reusing and keep our things longer. Just can't afford to keep junking up our planet.
Yeah. And so very interesting concepts. But Apple moved into the affordability space, and it appears they have the hit. And once these machines are out in the wild, if you will, we're going to understand more about, you know, how the machine performs and what people are saying about it. But so far, so good. And it sounds like the pre-orders, et cetera, are going very well for Apple. Not that Apple needs help. They're doing fine on their own, but it looks like they have a big hit on their hand. And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug, we have an abbreviated show today due to the long Twins game, 651-461-9226. And all our previous shows are available in podcast form at the website, WCCRadio.com. All right, Doug, to the text line. Our Windows 10 is no longer covered, and we're wondering what to get for a replacement, Windows 11 or something else. We previously had a business, but no longer, so only need a Word and spreadsheet program. Let's just stop. I would assume that their Windows 10 is no longer supported. They're getting security updates. Doug, what would you recommend for someone that just needs a computer, be able to get online, maybe play around with a spreadsheet or some sort of word processing?
Well, you know, they did mention what can we replace it with, so I'm going to assume that they want to keep their hardware. I would say, listen, let's try out Linux, and let's also try out Chromium. The actual, it would be if you bought a Chromebook. You can put that on a PC as well. And set up a dual boot, or maybe even a triple boot, so you can get into Windows. Not that difficult. These things have become very, very user-friendly. And I think once people travel the distance between their ears, and they say, I think I can do this. Once they hit that level, they're off and running. And I would love to see that. I agree. I don't think Windows 11 is really stable enough, but every distribution of Linux that I know of comes with some kind of an Office package. Usually it's Libre, could be OpenOffice. There's several others that are open source, some that look almost identical to Microsoft Office, and you can't hardly tell them apart anymore. That's a good thing. I think that's excellent. But I'd recommend let's not just be throwing that machine away. I know a lot of people lately are buying less machines than they're getting rid of, and they don't know it until, well, a year or so later maybe. But and I'm looking forward to this little Apple for $600. If you're looking at a new machine, I can't imagine people not being tempted to go and take a peek at this.
Yeah.
You gotta.
Yeah, and once again, the monitor size could be, you know, a limiting factor and all of that. I would prefer a bigger monitor as well. But you make a really good point. Another option is as well, and we've brought it up for years, you know, depending on what you use the machine for, they got them at Costco and Sam's Club or Micro Center or Target or whatever. You can walk into the store and pick up a Chromebook for well under $300. Pretty nice machine, good brands, HP, Asus, you name it. They all make Chromebooks, and those can be wonderful little machines. You need a Gmail address to get started, and then beyond that, you know, you're up and running, and it's generally always fresh. It's always
you never have to worry about updates. You don't have to worry about any antivirus, any anti-malware. It's all handled in the cloud, and it's handled well. Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, if you say, well, I don't have a week to spend, or I don't have 50 hours to learn this kind of thing, and you really should dedicate a little time if you're going to do this right. If you don't have that, run down and buy a Chromebook. It's your fastest solution, and it's going to run. Once you get a Chromebook, you probably won't need any support anymore. And they have built-in word processor, built-in spreadsheet into Google account, into your Gmail account. So you're good to go. You really don't have to add anything to them. I would suggest that you add multiple browsers just because it's just the only way you'd be. Well, today I learned a lesson against you. It was the fifth browser I opened that got connected finally. And I was like quivering. Yeah, are we going to do this on the phone again? I don't know what went on. I think it's got something to do with the new upgrade from Linux. I got an email into them. We'll get to the bottom of that too. But Chromebooks, you just can't beat them. And if you want a top quality machine, just go to Google Store and take a look at some of the high-end ones. They're beautiful machines, absolutely gorgeous. You can't go wrong. I agree with you 100%, Steve.
Yeah, and the reminder is when it comes to a Chromebook, a laptop, a MacBook, whether it's the Neo, the Air, you know, what you start paying for is the quality of the monitor. In the lower-end Chromebooks, you know, it's not going to be a top-of-the-line monitor. I mean, that is something where you really get what you pay for when it comes to monitors or displays on a laptop.
Indeed. Well, and you had mentioned that the 13-inch would be a smaller display. When you get home, plug in your big 32-inch monitor.
Yeah, sure.
I believe it's going to drive it.
Yeah.
I, you know, these things are so sweet, I'm tempted to buy one way before anybody tests them. And you know, my old saying is, let somebody else be on the bleeding edge. I want to be on the cutting edge, not the bleeding edge. I'm tempted to buy one of these Apples for the first week they're for sale. This has got me going, Steve. It really does.
Yeah, it appears they have a gigantic hit on their hand. Quick break. We'll come back. Once again, if you want to visit with Doug, two ways to do it. One number. You can call or text 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. Quick follow-up on the MacBook Neo. One on sale March 11th. And due to high demand, some models experienced immediate shipping delays. Some configurations estimated to arrive in late March. Price point starting at $599. And then, of course, just about anything you can add on from there. So certain models available, hey, right now. Others you may need to wait a bit. But I'm sure they're thrilled. Due to high demand, they've got to be pretty happy with that. All right, Doug, want to get back to the text line. And just to follow up on that Windows 10 machine, and not sure if their computer is upgradable to Windows 11. At this late date, this goes back to fall, could they get a hold of Microsoft and at least get security updates and keep Windows 10 going for now?
My understanding is they're sending them out, even without asking. But that might have changed. I don't know. I think that it's possible, but I think that as long as they're cautious users, and they've got a commercial antivirus malware set up properly, I think they'd be fine with 10. Just because I wouldn't suggest going to any gambling sites or things like that, but you know, just use some caution. You'll be okay. I think that would probably work for them just fine.
All right. If you're a must is always having good antivirus, anti-malware, and running Prevazor. Quick reminder for Windows users of any type, whatever Windows platform, Prevazor, Privazer. That is a given.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. If you got that and you're diligent, and like I say, you yourself have brought this up in the past, the majority of issues that they have are going to be self-inflicted. They got an email and they clicked on it open because they didn't stop to think about, where'd it come from? That's probably still the majority are phishing emails that just kind of sucker people into doing something they knew they really shouldn't. And as long as they're good users and they take their time and don't get excited and do some research, if you don't know, wait. Yeah. I don't know where that email came from. Looks like my bank, but, you know, it's a little bit off. Yeah, something isn't right. They should never ask for your Social Security number, your driver's license number, anything stupid like that. Just use common sense. That's the best approach that we have to any of this.
Yeah, and speaking of that, we're going to take another quick break due to the long Twins game today. But someone's locked out of Facebook, and we're going to get into that with Doug in a moment. And Facebook is looking for ID to help them get back into their Facebook account. Folks should always tread lightly. We'll get into that with Doug in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. By the way, a blizzard warning for the Twin Cities. Rare blizzard warning for the metro area. A huge part of the upper Midwest under that blizzard warning. We'll have more at the top of the hour. We continue with Doug and the final minutes of Tech Talk, an abbreviated show. We had a long spring training game raise over the Twins, 9-6 earlier. All right, Doug, this is related to Facebook, and it's from our text line. Someone is locked out. And Facebook says they need to prove their identity. They need to send them a copy of the driver's license or a passport. Does that seem legit?
Yes.
Okay.
One thing I will say, though, is I know a lot of people who have problems with this. And I don't think it's always on the user end. This just happens too often. This is a prime example, though. My concern is did you use your Google account to log in? Because if you got to change that password, you got some havoc in front of you.
Now,
I never recommend using something else to log into a different company. It just doesn't work well.
No, and Doug, I'm glad you brought that up, because you're tempted to do it because it's hitting the easy button.
You go
to a site and say, do you want to use Google to log in, or do you want to use this to log in? No. A login and a password, you don't want to get that intertwined, if you will.
That's exactly right. You know, easy is good. Too easy, you need to question why. What could happen? But this is an absolute no-no. And now they're offering to use your Apple account. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine that? No. Can't be done. It's just a huge no on that. But as far as sending them a copy of your driver's license, I would say, can I email it to you while I'm on the phone so you know it's me?
Yeah.
They should do that.
Yeah, and the thing is, I'm not a huge Mark Zuckerberg Facebook fan to begin with. I dabbled in it early, and then I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So that's not one that I dabble in. But if you're on with someone legit, and sharing a passport. That seems like a bridge.
I don't think I'd do that. Driver's license, you're okay. Passport, probably not.
Yeah.
And all they need is a picture. If they've got your phone number, which they do, your smartphone, that is an indication it's you. You take a picture of your driver's license with your smartphone and send it right straight to them via text, via email. That should suffice. Yeah. I don't think that you should have to mail it. They're talking snail mail. I don't think that should be necessary.
Yeah. Good luck with all of that. But
you bet.
Boy, that is just one of those social media platforms that I'm not a particular fan of.
No, I stepped out when they had the bad press with how they were dinging with the CIA and NSA and other countries as well. They didn't hand anybody any information they wanted to just so they could stay alive. So I quit. Now, here it is, 30-some years later since I've even been on Facebook. I need to log in and create an account, and it's going to be very anonymous because I'm checking out a new wheelchair company. And I look on Facebook. There's 27 accounts in my name that they've just created because I could have been a friend with somebody. So they're counting this as 27 people. And when they go to their advertising, oh, look at all the accounts we have. I don't like that kind of business. That's bad.
All right, Doug, we got to run. Time is tight. We had a long Twins game today. How do people reach you? Phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at wccotech.com. admin at wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. Thanks, Steve, and stay out of the snow.
Yeah, you as well. Stay safe, Doug. We have a blizzard warning. We'll start with all the news at 4 and then have a deep dive on the weather coming up here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.